This is a dictation for Albert Johnson. Date of service is 9/17/2024. Date of service 9/17/2024. Albert Johnson, ELBERTJOHNSON. Date of birth is 8/2/56. Date of accident is 7/28/2024. Mr. Albert Johnson comes here for a follow-up visit on 9/17/2024. He reports he's suffering from severe pain in the right shoulder only. And there's no more pain in the chest, no pain in the lower back anymore. And he's seeing Mike Rogers, who is an orthopedic surgeon, as he is known to him before, for his shoulder. Currently, his pain level is between 4 and 7, located only in the shoulder area, front and back. ADLs are affected 5. Patient report 30% relief with the current physical therapy, chiropractic treatment. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review and for additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance plans. And the blood pressure in the physical examination is 160 over 105. Pulse is 67, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated 091. The visit date is 8/29/2024, dictation number 0915-002. Please bring the chest exam to be completely normal and a lower back examination also to be completely normal. The range of motion of the spine is as follows for the lumbar spine, and cervical spine is also completely normal. For cervical spine, all the maneuvers are negative and the range of motions are completely normal, which is forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30. All of the maneuvers are completely negative in the thoracic lumbar spine and also sacroiliac joints, which are not tender anymore. Only the findings are the same in the right shoulder as in the previous exam. The rest is complete normal. An MRI, so in the plan of care, an MRI was done on September 4th, and it shows in the right shoulder mild to moderate tendinosis and a bursal fraying of the supraspinatus tendon, subscapularis and infraspinatus tendon with low-grade intrasubstance, partial thickness tear, and minimal subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, tendinosis, and partial thickness tear of the biceps tendon, and likely anterior inferior degenerative labral tear. Patient has been advised to have injection to this injured tendons to improve the tendonitis on the left side and continue the medications that are provided, which are Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ortram 75 mg PRN for pain relief, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief and radiculopathy. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Patient continues the physical therapy 2 times per week for the right shoulder only. He can do chiropractic treatment, heat treatment, acupuncture are advised. He has been informed about frozen shoulder and he can work on a light duty job. His MAPS and LEFs have been reviewed and the patient is in compliance and otherwise stable. Thank you.